Dear colleagues, first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much, Eija, and your colleagues for the invitation for such interesting discussion here. It is very important to have a transnational discussion of the nuclear safety problem, because only 2 days ago I participated in the international conference civil G8 meeting in Bonn. There was very hot discussion about the nuclear energy, and absolutely all NGOs supported the idea that G8 country must to eliminate any support of the nuclear industry from the G8 document, which will prepare in nearest future. And only one person, the expert from Russia, Mr. Shuvalov, the Sherp of the representative of the Russian president, recommend to develop nuclear industry like the solution of the climate change. So I'd like to speak about the nuclear Russia and about the Russian nuclear dreams. Only some months ago, the Russia published the national strategy to build new nuclear reactors, 40 nuclear reactors in Russia during 30 years, and they want to start it in nearest future, and one of the first new nuclear power plant will be constructed in the Baltic Sea, in the Russian Baltic, very close with St. Petersburg. And I will speak about how to invest of the new nuclear power plant, the Russian vision, vision of the Russian authorities, and what's happened with the nuclear and radioactive waste in Russia, and about some proliferation problems. Russian president published the special statement that Russia will invest about 25 billion euro for the investition of the new 40 nuclear units. In the same time, it is not enough money for such nuclear units. And where is possible to find some extra money for the new nuclear power plant in Russia? And the Russian president published the statement that we need to reach 25% of the national electricity for the nuclear electricity production. And traditionally, we have very high criticism of the Russian nuclear industry, not only because they have some radioactive problem, but it is one of the biggest thermal pollution of the Baltic Sea. In this picture from the satellite, you can see the area. It is infrared image. The huge area, it is red and brown color. This is warm water. Number one, it is Sosnovy Bor. Number two, it is St. Petersburg. The distance between these points, 80 kilometers. So you see, it is huge area which is thermal pollution. And this thermal pollution destroy all marine life. And there are problems with the eutrophication. And of course, we have some other contamination of the water in our region, and thermal pollution will increase the negative effect of this chemical pollution for the marine life. But for the new nuclear power plant, Russian nuclear designer decided to use new technology. They want to construct 6 units with where we are 1,200 this type of reactor. It will be capacity 1.2 gigawatt per unit. And for the cooling system, they want to construct 12 cooling towers, and they will use water from the Baltic Sea, and every year it will be water evaporation about 600,000 tons per day. It is like one river will come to the air. And of course we have some problems with the air condition in our region. If we will see to the map near the St. Petersburg, we will see that we have another power plant in Estonia, about 70 kilometers to the west from Leningrad nuclear power plant. And this power plant uses oil shale. And there are many oxide of the phosphorus and nitrogens. And then these oxides will come to the our area and will mix with the water from the new nuclear power plant. It will be like new acid rain generator in our region. So in nearest future, I think it will be a huge problem for the pine tree forest, which we have in on the south shore of the Gulf of Finland. In the same time, one of the ideas how to find investition, some additional investition for the construction of the new nuclear power plant, Rosatom want to export of the nuclear electricity from old nuclear reactors, Chernobyl-type reactor of Leningrad nuclear power plant. They already reached design limit, 30 years old, but now they continue operation. And in last year, the company United Power, it is a Russian-Finnish company, promoted the plan, project, to construct the cable on the bottom of the Gulf of Finland from directly, it is red line from the Leningrad nuclear power plant, directly from the old nuclear reactors of the Leningrad nuclear power plant to Finland, and after that to Sweden. According to information which we have, already signed special agreement with BAS-EL, it is Swedish Association of the Electricity Consumers. According to this information, this association wanted to buy during 15 years the electricity from the one unit of the Leningrad nuclear power plant. And in this case, so-called clean electricity export from Russia will be equivalent that nuclear waste will come from the Sweden, from Finland to Russia. And in the same time, in this nuclear map of the Baltic Sea, you can see that in Sweden already closed two units in Barsebäck. In Germany, closed six units in the coastline of the Baltic Sea, six nuclear reactors. So it means that the nuclear risk in the western part of the Baltic Sea decreases. And in the same time, the eastern part of the Baltic Sea demonstrates the nuclear optimism. In Finland already started to construct the new nuclear reactors, and in last year, the chief, the head of the Rosatom, recommended to construct the six nuclear reactors in Sosnovy Bor. And it means that the nuclear risk will move from the western to the eastern part of the Baltic Sea. In the same time, it is a unique catchment area. If will be only one accident in any place of the catchment area of the Baltic Sea, it will be a problem for the all people who live in this area. As Per said, that only 1% per year we have water exchange between the Baltic Sea and the ocean. So this trend, it is a risk for the all people who live in the Baltic Sea region. And we organized with support of our Norwegian colleague, and it was support from some Swedish, and Ulla Klotzer support us too from Finland. We visited Swedish and Finnish parliaments, and Swedish and Finnish ministries, and present our position paper against such idea to export of the nuclear electricity. And in the end of this, in the end of the last year, Finland decided to stop this project. And it is very important, because if nuclear electricity will come to Finland and to Sweden, it means that the all electricity consumers in this country will invest the new nuclear power plant in Russia. And in the same time, Russia not signed ESPA convention, which it means that Swedish or Finnish people can't participate in decision-making process about the new nuclear reactors. In the same time, in Russia, I mean, in the same time, this reactor will be a real risk for for the people who live in the old Baltic countries. Just now we have only temporary waste storage in Sosnovy Bor. There are located about 33,000 spent fuel rods. It's about 4,000 tons, high level of the radioactive waste. And in this picture you can see the Cherenkov luminescence in the pool where located this is spent fuel rods. This is blue light. It is extremely high level of the radiation in this pool. And you can see in this picture the main storage of the Leningrad nuclear power plant. According to the design, in these five pools, it's possible to put only 17,000 spent fuel rods. But it was full in 1996. And at the same time, Russian authorities decided to put more in these pools. And just now we have about 30,000 spent fuel rods in these pools. And this is, you can see, the condition of this storage. In this picture, it is underground water come to this storage. This is leakage from the pool. And this is high-tech technology, Russian technology, how to collect these leakages from the pool. And this is technology how they decided to put in the same place two spent fuel rods. So this process to condensation of the spent fuel rods was without environmental impact assessment. And it was not legally, but it was not possible to stop this process. And it's continued just now. At the same time, this is construction of the dry storage for the spent fuel rods, temporary dry storage. It is very close to the Baltic Sea. And they started to construct without environmental impact assessment. This is a demonstration of the low level of the technological culture of the radioactive waste management. There are no any not sorted red waste in the Leningrad nuclear power plant. And when this unsorted red waste moved to the radon, radioactive waste storage, twice in 1976 and in 1979 was fires two times. And after the firemen stopped this process, the water, underground water near this storage was contaminated by radionuclides, include plutonium 279. And one of the hot spots now, it is Ecomet S. In this picture, you can see the biggest in Europe, the plant where started to melt radioactive metal. They started to do it in 1996 without any permission, without environmental impact assessment. In 2002, they constructed this big building and already melted there some thousands ton, about 6,000 ton of the radioactive metal. And in the beginning of this year, they organized public hearing for the reconstruction of this building, and they want to take all radioactive metal from different parts of the Russia. According to the estimation of the atomic nuclear experts, we have in Russia about 600,000 tons of the radioactive metal, and they want to move it to the Baltic Sea coastline and to melt it in this building. It is only 600 meters from the Baltic Sea. Already we have some signals that it is not clean technology. Some genetics from the Institute of the Agriculture Radioecology from the Obninsk and from Radium Institute investigated the condition of the pine trees around this building in Sosnovy Bor. It is a city, 66,000 people live 5 kilometers to the east from this place, and 30 kilometers to the direction to St. Petersburg. The result was that in around the trees, the seeds of the pine trees, which is very close with this plant, have cytogenetical damages in three times more than 30 kilometers to the east from this place. And in the same time, we haven't any independent environmental monitoring in this area, because the laboratory, regional laboratory where I worked about 13 years, was closed 2 years ago, in the same time when this plant started to melt this metal. In December and last year, it was an explosion in this plant, and three young employees died. But it's continue operation, this plant, and after the reconstruction, they want to not only to melt the radioactive metal from a different part of the Russia, but to import from another countries via the Baltic Sea. This is a map which illustrates the installation of the radioactive and nuclear corridor for the import of the radioactive and nuclear waste. In the Luga Bay, already started to prepare to construct the special terminal, which will, in this terminal, the Rosatom want to take to import via the Baltic Sea the spent nuclear fuel and radioactive waste. In the same time, we already installed here in Sosnovy Bor Ecomet S, so it will be easy to import via the Luga Bay and to transport this radioactive metal to Sosnovy Bor. So it is a serious problem, I think, because in Sosnovy Bor live people, only nuclear people. It is closed nuclear zone. From Lomonosov to Estonia, all this coast line is closed zone, and there are no any possibilities to have independent control in this zone. Russian people must to ask permission for the visit to this zone, and foreign visitors too. So we have like a nuclear box, and these people who live inside of this box generate a new nuclear idea and nuclear development in this region. Some information about the radioactive waste in Russia. It was a surprise for me that Russia have about half of the radioactive waste in our planet. Now, this is some figures how much liquid radioactive waste and solid radioactive waste. We have 105 storages for the liquid radioactive waste and 274 storages for the solid radioactive waste. And total radioactivity in all these storages, about 75 exabecquerel. And in the same time, we have 300,000 tons of the radioactive metal. And this is some figures about the spent nuclear fuel in Russia. We have about 16,000 tons and 4,000 tons approximately on the Leningrad nuclear power plant. Radioactive equivalent, it is radioactive equivalent of the 50 Chernobyl accident, and only 90 meters from this storage, which you looked in my picture, only 90 meters from the Baltic Sea. It's very close, of course. And we have a reprocessing plant in Mayak. They can usually reprocess about 160 tons per year. And so we produce nuclear waste in four times more than can reprocess in our in national facilities. And we have 24 temporary spent nuclear fuel storage. And there are no any final storage and or long-time storages. And this is picture which illustrates that it is not possible to separate civil nuclear activities and military nuclear activities. We have different type of reactors. You can see this is a red box, different type of reactors, and fuel fabrication for this type of reactors. Some of them, for example, after the nuclear submarines, we have a reprocessing process in the Mayak in Chelyabinsk region, Ural region. At the same time, it is possible to organize reprocess of the spent fuel from VVR 440 reactor. And after the reprocessing, this uranium can be used for the fabrication of the fresh fuel reactors. So military uranium from the nuclear submarine transformed to the civil uranium for the production fresh fuel for RBMK 1000 reactors. In the same time, RBMK 1000 reactor can use, it's possible to produce weapon-grade plutonium in this type of reactor. So civil nuclear reactor can produce not only electricity, but nuclear weapons too. But in final, this is dry spent fuel storage of the Leningrad nuclear power plant. There are no any technology for the repossession of this spent fuel rods, and it is really nuclear waste. And this is very fresh Russian idea to our colleague Gordon Edwards said that Canada gift for the Indians nuclear reactors, and after that they produce nuclear bombs. And Russia continues this tradition. This is in my cities, in Sosnovy Bor, nuclear Taj Mahal. It is a special training center for the Indians nuclear submariners. India haven't any submarines, but they want to study Indian officers, and Russia gave in leasing nuclear submarines for the Indians. So it is very good cooperation between Canadian and Russians. We together provide the installation new nuclear threats in our planet, because India will get not only a nuclear bomb, but some infrastructure for the transportation of these nuclear weapons. What is the possible solution how to stop this process? Just now we have different standards in European Union and in Russia, and it is reasonable to unificate the standards of the nuclear safety and the public participation in decision-making process. Now we have more and more changes in Russian legislation, and according to this legislation, we have more and more limitation of the public participation in Russia. And if in the same time, Russia not ratified ESPA convention, and it is reasonable to push Russian parliament to ratify this convention. And in the same time, United States already signed this convention, but not ratified. I think it is we have very good potential for the renewable energy in the Baltic Sea region. In Russia, for example, we have the best potential for the development of the windmills, but there are no any progress in this direction. And it is reasonable to have information exchange or experience exchange how to provide this process. We already visited Denmark, and we made special video about this, how Danish society provide the new energy strategy for this country. And one new idea that promote the decommission process of the old nuclear reactors. In Russia, we have many old nuclear reactors, and they continue operation. In the same time, in Germany and in Lithuania, they have good experience how to start this process, how to provide social stability in this area where closed nuclear reactors. And we already did some video about this. If you like, I can show you in the evening after the end of the program. And we not only made video, produced video, but already organized study tour for the Russian authorities, municipal authorities and regional authorities and nuclear experts study tours to the Lithuania. It was in last year, and in the end of this May, we will go to Greifswald, to Germany, for the demonstration that it is really possible to close nuclear power plant. It will be not social collapse in this area. It's very important because the people who live around the nuclear power plant look to the decommission process like the end of the life. And it is reasonable to demonstrate that it is really evolution. It is possible to close. It will be good solution. And, of course, I think it is reasonable to have a transnational campaign to stop the nuclear and radioactive waste. And in the end of the, my presentation, I'd like to say that not only Russian nuclear power plants have thermal pollution, but some Swedish nuclear power plant. You can see the Ringhals, huge red color. It is infrared image. Red color, it means that warm water. It's water rich Denmark. And in the same time, Oskarshamn. But there are no any more in Barsebäck. It was closed. So thank you very much for the...
It's not so much a question, but a remark to Oleg. Oleg, you just suggested that safety standards in Russia should be adapted to European Union safety standards. Just a reminder that, for all I know, there's no such thing as European Union safety standards. Because each European Union member state makes their own safety standards.
I think maybe not about the concrete safety standards, but about the we need to make environmental impact assessment for such transnational project, not only from the national position, but for the in the catchment area of the Baltic Sea region. We need to look how to provide the safety, not only national territory, but transnational area with very sensitive area, like we have Baltic Sea region.
Oleg, the temporary dry storage is being built. When do you think it's ready?
Temporary dry storage already constructed. Maybe 95% it's ready. But when they was ready on the 90%, the Rosatom organized public hearing for the discussion of this project. It's not possible to change anything in this project.
Then you had one of your pictures showed something like plant for reprocessing of radioactive waste and plant for burning of radioactive waste. What is this?
Thank you. Good question. It is really already constructed in Sosnovy Bor. They wanted to burn in this radioactive waste now, and they did it without any permission, without environmental impact assessment. When it was ready, they organized, Rosatom organized public hearing about this and said that it is absolutely safety, they said. Some clothes, yes, contaminated clothes, and some papers, contaminated papers, and... it is not spent fuel reprocessing. It is reprocessing of the radioactive metal, and to compress some solid waste, radioactive waste.
This is a question for Per and for you. You talked about the amount of radioactivity that's coming out from the Swedish facilities into the water, and I wanted to know if there's any information about how much radioactivity comes into the water from the facilities that are recycling the radioactive metal. Or maybe you can't tell because there's so many things going on at these places, which comes from what. But if you could tell me how much radioactivity is contaminating the water.
It's so difficult because in Sosnovy Bor, about 30 years, I worked a regional ecological laboratory. I was head of the group in this laboratory, but 2 years ago it was closed. In the same time, we started to melt this radioactive metal, and just now we haven't any independent information. Each enterprises, nuclear enterprises, have personal environmental laboratories in these enterprises, and they informed the public that they are clean, but independent monitoring we haven't anymore. So I can't answer.
Very happy for that question, because we have the example of Stussy. I was shortly describing how they plan to import waste from Germany and from England and so on. The fact is that the SSE, the Radiological Protection Authority in Sweden, who is supposed to protect the people, have made a report about Studsvik. And Studsvik had some experimental reactors that are closed down now, so they don't run reactors. SSE says that Studsvik, which recycles radioactive metals, pollutes 1,000 times more than the worst reactors in Sweden. And I already told you that the Swedish reactor pollute a lot more than other reactors. Studsvik, which doesn't run a reactor, pollutes 1,000 times more than the worst reactors in Sweden. And in the environment and in the water around Studsvik, there's more radioactivity. There's more radioactivity in the milk in the cows, cesium. We're talking about cesium, which give little children leukemia and give a lot of other sicknesses. We're talking about strontium, which give you cancer in the skeleton, in the bones. And we're talking about tritium, 1,000 times more than the worst reactors, which are already bad, although they don't run reactors. So it's not a clean business. And when they speak in England like they can take care of all the waste and sell it on the open market and so on, you have to know that at the same time they're going to be polluting the surroundings with many of the most dangerous isotopes.
But they have other things that are going on there beside the metal melting, right? Fuel testing. And then we know that Studsvik goes into the regular metal market. Does Ecomet send its metal into the regular metal market?
Ecomet S, after the melting of this radioactive metal, they said that it will be absolutely clean metal, and they put it to the open market. So maybe some people in Sweden bought it.
I'd just like to remark that when you have these decontamination of metals, as they call it, what they're really doing is they're keeping all the metals on site. So they're importing contaminated metal. They're separating out the radioactivity and sending out relatively clean metal. It's not really clean. And they left behind all the radioactivity stays in that place. Either it goes in the air, either it goes in the water, or it stays there. So you are actually acting like a filter. You know what happens to filters. They get all clogged up. Well, that's what it is. This plant is basically a filter for radioactive material from these contaminating things. I wanted to ask you one simple question. That is, the explosion you mentioned, was that a metallic explosion? Was that because of a metal in the air?
It was some balloon was to the equipment with the air, and it was explosion of this balloon inside of the equipment. Not bomb, balloon with the air. Balloon with the air. And it was explosion, and some metal, about 5 tons of metal went away, and 3 people was burning. It's terrible. And it is this plant, it is private plant, and it was constructed on the territory of the Leningrad nuclear power plant. It is state company. They gave permission to construct such private plant because the owner of this plant, some high top managers of the Rosatom or Leningrad nuclear power plant. And in the same time, for the melting of the metal, they use electricity without any money. It is like free electricity for the melting. And you said that about the filter, radioactive filter. They put this filter to the storage to the Leningrad nuclear power plant. So they have absolutely profitable enterprises.